On ABC North Coast, it's 12 minutes past nine. Well, to say there's been a lot of tragedy in my next guest's life is an understatement. Depression had led to drug and alcohol abuse, and that led to a brush with the law that nearly landed him in jail last October. But nothing could have prepared him for the loss of his beautiful baby daughter, Marley Rose, who died from sudden infant death syndrome just a month later. Well, now hip-hop artist Malachi Corcoran from Grafton has a single inspired by his daughter sitting at number two on the Triple J Unearthed hip-hop charts. And Malachi joins me this morning. Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, right? Yeah, I've got you. Tragedy really did mark you out when you were very young. You were only 11 when your mum died. How did that affect you?
My mum died at 11, I was a bit angry, I guess, as a kid would be, and confused, and I just started turning into drugs and alcohol to kind of kill the pain, I guess you'd call it,
Who did you have for support?
I had my old man, who's been really supportive, and he's always been there for me. My older sister was there for me.
And how did your sister cope with losing your mum?
She wasn't too bad. I guess we all took it our different ways, but she was pretty close in the church and stuff, so she had a lot of support there.
Mm. Because you had two sisters?
Yeah, Miriam, who passed away, she committed suicide after Mum died, and then my older sister, Tara.
Having lost your mum and your sister by the time you were 13, how did you get through the next 10 years?
I don't know if you'd say I did get through. It was a bit of a messy, probably the next 5-6 years was a really hard time for me. And, I guess I just turned to drugs and alcohol because that's what all my friends were doing at the time, and that seemed to help me escape my reality a bit. Might not have been the best way to deal with it, but that's kind of the road I went down, I guess,
What difference did it make when you and Belinda had Marley Rose?
It made me change my life a lot, and instead of always feeling a bit kind of cursed, I guess, in my life, like everything went wrong, I felt like things were starting to go right, and it made me change my life. And for the first time, we settled down in the house together and just started doing normal things like mowing the lawn and appreciating that, and just having a house and being a family, which made me appreciate who I am as a dad and that I'm like a better person, I guess.
What was Marley Rose like as a little one? I know she was only 10 months old when she died, but what was her personality like?
She was very happy. She was always smiling. She was very cute. She was perfect daughter any dad could ask for, really.
Yeah. Was Marley on your mind before you went to court last October?
Yeah, well, Belinda and Marley were actually at the front, and I wasn't sure what the verdict was going to be, so I had to say my last goodbyes to her just in case anything did happen. So it was very hard, and I guess it's a bit of a wake-up call for me, as it would.
Because Magistrate David Halpin, he gave you a serve from the bench, but he didn't send you to jail, even though it wasn't your first drink-driving offence. What did that reprieve mean for you?
It was kind of like a second chance, I guess. It was, a way to turn my life around before it was too late. And, it made me just focus on being a good dad and being there for my daughter 100%.
And what plans did you have after that?
I was studying sound production, and I was trying to go down a new path with my career, I guess, and I've followed through with that, and I stuck with that, and, just trying to make a positive change in general kind of thing.
November 8 was the night that Marley died. Can you tell us what happened?
Yep, it was actually during the daytime. We came home from TAFE, and I'm doing a bit of shopping. Me and my partner had a sleep, and Marley was asleep. When we woke up, I thought she was just laying there. I thought she was fine. She was very quiet, and I went to get something to eat. And as I came back, I found her in her bed, and she wasn't breathing. I went to lift her up out of the bed, and her head was just limp, and it just fell back. And, We rushed her to the hospital. My partner was giving CPR to her over the phone to a nurse while we were driving in, and then we got to the hospital. And when we got there, they gave CPR to her for about 45 minutes to an hour, and they gave her shots of adrenaline and she did have a heartbeat and everything, but I think that was the adrenaline keeping her going. So we originally thought she was going to be fine, and then they told us they were going to have to stop their attempts at CPR. Yeah.
How did you cope with her with the grief of losing her?
Not very well. I've been in the probably darkest time of my life, just in a deep depression. When I look back on it now, I can't even really remember it. It just all looked like black. And I had no energy, my all down in my bones. I was just weak and had no motivation. And for the last 5 months, I've just been struggling with other financial issues and stuff as well, and everything seemed to hit us all at once. And yeah, so it's been the hardest time in my life ever. Even apart from losing my mum and my sister, it's a lot harder.
Mm. Have you and Belinda met other parents who've lost children to SIDS?
We haven't actually been to any. There's some support groups and that, but there's a few sites on the social networks that you can share your story about your angel. And we've kind of talked to a lot of people about that and raised awareness about SIDS so other parents don't have to go through the same thing. And yeah, kind of shared our story on there. We've got a page for Marley, which is up to about 1,000 something likes. People even in Scotland have liked the page, and all over the place is being really supportive.
Can you tell us about the song that you wrote for Marley?
Yep. The song's called Marley Rose, featuring Lisa Butcher. I guess it's kind of like her middle name was Rose, which was my mum's middle name, and I guess Marley Rose is kind of like she rose up to heaven, I guess. But I originally wrote the song for her when she was still with us, about 3 months before she passed. And after court and everything, I was just kind of, it was a very emotional song for me to put out, and it was just like an outcry that I wanted to change my life and be a better dad for her, and yeah.
And you recorded her voice, didn't you?
Yeah, we had to chase her around for about an hour and just with the microphone, getting her to say dada. And yeah, but that was the intro for the song. And then afterwards, the song kind of sat there, and I couldn't listen to it for months after she passed away, just because I broke down. It was a very touchy song. But as time went by, I got my friend Lisa Butcher, who's a singer-songwriter in Grafton, and she decided to write the chorus for me, and we recorded that. And then the song's kind of come into two perspective, because I've written the verses when she was still alive, and then the chorus is about her being an angel and how such a small life can make such a big change.
It's now sitting at number 2 on Triple J's Unearthed Hip Hop chart. When did you release it?
It's only been on there for 1 week.
1 week, and it's already at number 2.
Yeah.
Did you think it would strike such a chord with people?
I didn't expect it, to be honest. I work my heart out into this music, and it cost me a lot of money, but I've never seen a lot of payback from it all. But yeah, I didn't expect it to go this high, and I'm really happy.
What now for you? Are you going to launch a new album?
Yeah, I've got a new album out called I Need Change. It's not actually out yet, but Marley Rose is the first single off it, and I will be releasing another single called I Need Change.
Malachi Corcoran, thank you so much for sharing your story, your story of your beautiful daughter. We wish you every success.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And here is the song, Marley Rose.
Yeah. On the 5th of the 1st, 2012, you encrypted the earth, what a beautiful birth. Now I picture the perks, so proud of my girls, and you lifted the curse right out of my world. Quit drinking cans in the sinking sand, now I'm thinking damn, I'm a different man. Had to go back to the days of the past, now I know that they can stay in the past. Cause I'm happy in the present when I'm penning a tune, and I treasure every second when I spend it with you. Wanna cherish the view, with the daily divorce rate is true. Soon daddy's got a court date, he might go away. For some time it is gonna come back. It'll be fine and I promise I'ma change. Don't freight those tears, I'ma be a better dad now. Faith not fear.
Teasing each other above, sent down a show of sound love. The world is someone so small, make it taste so big.
From the day of birth, I knew it'd be a new world.
living free on the earth with my two girls. And I wanna live a life that you envy, starting a few dirt bikes and a veggie gas. On the hills you can play in the sand pit and live life like you're painting a canvas. Make passion, don't take it for granted. They say fate happens when you never have planned it. So in the future together, girl, I hope you discover that your daddy loves you and so does your mother. She'd do anything to see that smile on your face, and she's always put you first no matter the state. So no matter the state, if you're flat on your face, you got a dad and a mate that'll come to your aid. Cause I'm done with the pain, no more running away. I feel a change, and yeah, it's coming today.
She's an angel above, sent down to show us our love. You could be someone so small, make a change so big. You could be someone so small, but teach us faith, not fear.
And I'll never be a slave to the root of all evil. This here money can't equal, and I wouldn't sell this for the wealth of all people. Dad's here, he ain't ever gonna leave you. Running from your fate and the memory hits ya. Life's just a frame where we're sending our picture. No money in the bank, but I've never been richer. Blessed through the pain and the heavenly scripture. Marley Rose, out the gap in the concrete. You saved my life and it happened at God's feet. When it comes to the crunch time, it's reach for the punchline. Speak from your heart and believe in the sunshine. People spend their whole lives trying to find what I found, until they're old. Life is sold like a hole in the ground. But I'ma take heed and make these fake things faze me. Chase these angels and pray they change me.
She's an angel above, sent down to show us our love. You'll be someone so small, make a change so big. You'll be someone so small, but teach us faith, not fear.
Marley Rose by very proud dad Malachi Corcoran. And if you'd like to see a gorgeous shot of Malachi and Marley Rose, there's one on our Facebook page. Just put ABC North Coast into your Facebook search engine.